This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mikan Scott. We heard a lot about the new guidelines from the American Cancer Society on breast cancer screenings this week, and the gist is start mammograms later and get them less often. This has created a lot of confusion among women because different organizations are recommending different things, and we're about to complicate things a little bit further here. In recent years, it's become clear that even if you go for a routine mammogram, dense breast tissue can camouflage cancerous spots. About half of all U.S. states have laws that require doctors to tell patients if they have dense breasts, and federal legislation is currently under review. But experts are divided about whether mandatory notification laws are saving lives or prompting unnecessary tests. Karen Chakurji reports.
Cindy Olmsted was about to have major surgery. She had found a cancerous lump in her breast and scheduled a mastectomy right away. Even though she lives in Ohio, she was getting her care at a hospital in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
When I was laying on the gurney waiting to have my breast removed, our neighbor from Ohio came to wish me well, and he brought us all our mail.
At the time, Olmsted was 60 years old. She had been through a long, terrible journey of tests and biopsies and false alarms, but eventually she could feel a lump herself. A biopsy confirmed the diagnosis, and Olmsted was ready for surgery.
And I opened the mail because there was a letter from Breast Diagnostic Center there, and the letter said, "We are pleased to inform you that we have found no evidence of cancer in your breast." This is when I'm sitting 30 feet from the operating room waiting to get my breast taken off.
She was shocked.
The doctor's biopsy came back positive for cancer. The mammogram the same week came back negative for cancer.
Although she didn't know it at the time, Olmsted had something called dense breast tissue. It's pretty common. About half of women have this at some point in their lives. But back when Olmsted was going through all this, she didn't hear anyone talk about it, even though she's a journalist who has written in-depth reports on breast cancer.
Had I known that I had heterogeneously dense breasts at the time all this happened, I maybe would have changed my course of treatment. I may have gone for a second opinion sooner.
So what this is
Dr. Lori Margulies is the director of breast imaging at the Dubin Breast Center at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. She's sitting on a stool in front of three large computer screens in the mammography reading room. It's dark and quiet. The white tissue on the x-rays is lighting up our little nook.
So most cancer spots show up as white. So what does dense breast tissue look like? White. So we're looking for white on white.
She's pulled up an example of dense breasts. They're filled with white, cloudy-looking tissue.
In a patient like this, however, the breast tissue has become denser. There's more white. So if there's a cancer here, it can easily hide behind some of this white tissue.
Years ago, Margulies says, nobody was really talking about breast density.
And that all changed in the state of Connecticut when there was a woman named Nancy Capella who was found to have breast cancer not long after a negative normal mammogram. And she started investigating why this was so. And her doctor said, well, you have dense breasts. You could have found it earlier, perhaps, with an ultrasound. And she said, but I didn't know.
Capello set out on a mission to change that. She founded a nonprofit called Are You Dense and started advocating for a law that would require doctors to tell patients if they have dense breast tissue. Now, 6 years later, some version of this law exists in 24 states and bills are pending in 9 more. Plus, a federal bill was just reintroduced earlier this year. But despite this growing movement, there's still some unresolved questions.
Having the information about your breast density is not the problem. The problem then becomes what to do about it. Is it right to do the supplemental tests? Is it important to do it? How it's done? Where is it done? Who does it? What do you biopsy? Do you biopsy everything that you see or only things that are super suspicious? And I think that's part of a national learning curve.
Some see notification as a way to catch more cancers, but others say it might send the wrong message. Among them is Dr. Jennifer Haas, a professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School. She says that legislation is well-intentioned but misleading.
It tries to suggest that additional testing may decrease some of that uncertainty, but it really doesn't do that. It really doesn't provide additional resolution for women beyond what their initial test suggested.
Ha says there's little evidence to date that telling women about breast density is saving more lives.
It's really diverting attention from other issues. So I think it would be really ideal if we could do a better job of educating women about their risk overall, of which density is one medium-sized risk factor.
As for Cindy Olmsted, who had had the mastectomy, she wishes her doctors had told her about breast density. This summer, she celebrated 5 years of being cancer-free. And today, her home state of Ohio does have a mandatory notification law. The federal bill is lingering in the Senate Health Committee. For The Pulse, I'm Karen Chakurjee.